This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 11th of July 2021. And this week, News West is all about contesting, and there's a good swag of contesting coming up, including some new information about the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge. There are reminders about Perth Tech and the raffle that support it. News West is the amateur radio news program for Western Australia, and you can hear it on air, online and on demand. Find out how you can hear News West by visiting our website vk6.net.
Hey, you going to do this thing, the Portable Operations Challenge?
I'm not sure. Don't the big stations always win these things?
No, not this one. They level this all up by how they score the contacts.
Well, I bet the big boys are sweating a bit now.
The little stations have a chance if they're a good operator.
But I'm in. Can we do it anywhere outdoors?
Yeah, that's why it's the Portable Operations Challenge.
Let's just go and show them what the small station can do.
It'll really set the cat amongst the pigeons.
Radio sport and a level playing field, I call that.
Radio sport is about competition, and you've been challenged. See foxmikehotel.com/challenge for details.
Now, here's something in contesting that will allow us to get organised here in our own state whilst participating in an international event. We told you a while ago about the new kid on the block, the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge. This contest encourages portable and low-power operations by implementing a sort of a handicap so that the big guys with huge antenna farms and amplifiers that cause a neighbourhood voltage drop will have to work harder for their points than the person out bush with a dipole hanging in a tree and a low-power transceiver. Call it levelling the playing field, if you will. Perhaps said antenna farmers and neighbourhood light dimmers won't want to enter this contest because of the handicap. However, wouldn't it be a great opportunity for dedicated contesters to encourage newcomers to contesting? To increase participation on the FMH Portable Operations Challenge this year, parallel regional or local group competitions based on how entrants are positioned in the final results of the POC are being encouraged by ED, DD5LP. No separate rules or scoring is required. The regional organiser takes the complete result list after the POC finishes and extracts the data out of these competing in the group or region to identify their local winners. This contest idea was new in 2020 and participation was a bit low. So in order to encourage local participation, News West will sponsor a local branch of this contest. To enter, you don't have to do anything special or extra. All you have to do is to participate in the Portable Operations Challenge, and when the results are generated, we'll be given the data for VK6 participants, and we'll see how you went. We might even be able to conjure up a prize or two. Full details of the Portable Operations Challenge can be found at foxmikehotel.com/challenge/.
During the week, the results of the Harry Angel Sprint were published. I did fantastically well, coming 17th out of 18 in my category. But I'm not here to talk about me not quite winning the wooden spoon. Listen to these comments from the contest manager. We apologise for the delay in publishing results for this year's contest. We were delayed due to a significant number of logs not being sent to the managers, as outlined in the rules, or sent in formats that did not compute. Rather than disqualification, we restarted the entire process again to ensure that all entries are captured. End of quote. So what's so difficult about creating and sending a compliant contest log? We have purpose-built software for the Aussie contests, at least. Contest managers provide a spreadsheet template to use as a log, and failing that, print the template and use it as a paper log. In past years, a variety of manifestations of electronic logs have been sent to contest managers. Some thought a scanned copy of a handwritten log would suffice. Others printed an electronic log sheet to a PDF file and sent that. And there were other variations. A simple explanation would be that people were being smart alecks because they object to the change to electronic logs. While there may have been one or two in that category, I think it's something deeper. Even though we've had computers in our daily lives for close to 30 years and more for some people, there would be people around who just aren't adapting to how to use the logging software. With contests switching one by one to only accepting electronic logs, the inability to use these may have the undesired effect of preventing people from entering the contest. This might also be part of the reason why around 10% of participants in contests don't submit a log at all. It's not good enough that people may be missing out because things have changed and something could be done about it. I'm not sure how many VK6 operators are having a problem with electronic logging software, but if there's even one person who has a problem and would like to fix it, I'm willing to coach you in using the popular VK Contest Logger software. So let's do it this way. How about you telling me if you're one of those people who can't make logging software do what it should, and I'll arrange a session to show you how to use it, because in the long run, it's easier and quicker to use than paper logs. So send me an email telling me that you're interested in learning, and I'll do something about it. My email address is vk6pop, that's vk6popper Oscar Popper, at westnet.com.au. vk6popper Oscar Popper, that's vk6pop, at westnet.com.au. Email me, and let's see what we can do for you.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
The Trans-Tasman Low-Band Contest, otherwise known as the Trans-Tasman Low-Bands Challenge. I still don't know why this contest has two names, but that's what it's got on the website. The Trans-Tasman Contest, held on the third weekend in July, and that's next weekend, by the way, aims to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL. There are three bands allowed, 160, 80 and 40 metres, with SSB, CW and digital. Yep, that's RTTY or PSK are the allowed modes. This contest is an official WIA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. The aim of the contest is to work as many VK and ZL prefixes and as many different stations on 160, 80 and 40 metres in a very short evening contest. Yep, it's one of those civilised contests. It starts at 0800 UTC, which is 4pm Western Standard Time, and finishes 6 hours later at 10pm, leaving you just enough time for a nightcap before you head off to bed. The contest is made up of three individual 2-hour blocks, and you are able to work another station once per band and mode in every block. This contest uses score multipliers, and every different prefix used by VK or ZL stations is a valid multiplier, and credit can be claimed once per band per block. So you may want to consider your strategy for building up multipliers every 2 hours. The Aussie-made all-singing, all-dancing contest log software, VK Contest Logger, VKCL, knows the rules for this contest and makes logging easy. If you're considering entering this contest, you'll do well to look at the rules. It's all there on the WIA website, wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Remembrance Day contest results. By all accounts, the 890 or so participants in the Remembrance Day contest had a ball during the 75th anniversary of the event. Conditions were mostly favourable, except for a bit of static around on Saturday night due to storm in some areas around the country. It is no surprise that VK7 have taken honours again. 70% of VK7 participants submitted a log. That is 20% of the state's licensed operators. That has to be a record in anyone's contest. VK6 came in second, with 52% of their participants submitting logs, followed by VK1 at 41% submission rate. Outstanding efforts indeed. Overall, the submission of log percentages were up in all states. 259 logs were received compared to 182 last year. Congratulations go to the following individuals. Single Op Phone was Murray, VK7 Zulu Mike Sierra, setting a new record. Single Op CW was Alan, VK2 Golf Romeo. Single Op Mixed was Steve, VK5 Sierra Foxtrot Alpha, setting another new record. QRP Phone was Heath, VK3 Tango Whiskey Oscar. QRP CW was Chris, VK3 Quebec Bravo. And QRP Mixed was Jared, VK2 India Oscar. The highest scoring rookie was won by Tom, VK5 Foxtrot Alpha Alpha Hotel, with 79 points in the single op phone section. Top foundation operator was Jeff, VK6 Foxtrot Juliet Lima Mike, with 362 points in the single op phone section. The top team, again, was the Cronies Plus One, Richard, VK7 Zulu Bravo X-Ray, Murray, VK7 Zulu Mike Sierra, and Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel, with a top score of 2,937, beating their own record from last year. A full report with all the gory details can be downloaded from the WIA contest page. The report includes the manager's report, team results, overall results, statistics, operator comments, records since 2012, and golden logs. A new section for this year called Error Log shows where you and other operators made mistakes. Not in log errors have been omitted due to the excessive number of people who just didn't log the contact. Go figure. The report is in call sign order for ease of use. Thanks to all participants, especially those who submitted logs and photos, and to Peter, VK1 Papa Echo, for organising the speech. Best 73s and see you again next year. This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
Okay, just a reminder that Perth Tech is on Saturday the 23rd of October. The main day of presentations is on Saturday, with both live and online presenters. The entry fee for Perth Tech on Saturday is $20, which pays for your lunch, and this is a compulsory charge. Lunch is catered for and dietary requirements met. That's dietary requirements, not preferences. There'll be plenty of choices available. As you know, we're using the proceeds of the raffle to fund Perth Tech, and interestingly, under new rules for raffles, we're not allowed to use the proceeds of the raffle to provide food. And that was a new one on me. We've expanded the weekend due to some requests from amateurs. Caravan parking is available on site on Friday and Saturday nights, and that's a good thing because it enables people to be up and ready on Saturday morning and able to have a beverage or three at Saturday's sundowner without having to worry about driving home afterwards. That leaves us with an interesting opportunity. We'll have a number of people camped up on Friday night. What on earth could a bunch of amateur radio operators do with a clearing in the bush and some decent high trees around it? We'll think of something. The WA Amateur Radio News team will be at Hamfest to promote Perth Tech and the raffle, and we look forward to meeting you there. Tickets for the raffle go on sale online on the 30th of July, and we expect Perth Tech tickets to be available at the same time.
So, how complicated do you think it would be to make your debut in contesting? Select from one of the following: very complicated, somewhat complicated, not complicated at all, or who cares? If you selected the last option, who cares, don't go away, listen up instead. Because the good news about contesting is that to begin with, you don't need grandiose equipment. Certainly there are things you can add to or improve in your station to improve your chances, but you can do quite well with a basic setup. Unless you're a super competitive type, an easy way to enter into the world of amateur radio contests is to use the equipment you already have. Some of the Aussie contests include VHF and UHF, so if your only piece of amateur radio is the much-aligned Beofeng handheld, dig it out and go park yourself on a hill somewhere and start calling. You'll be mightily surprised. If you only have an antenna for a single HF band, give it a go. The most important thing is to take the plunge and give it a try. If you're really unsure but just a bit interested, listen in to a contest to get a feel for how it runs, or perhaps sit in with someone who's working a contest. You'll soon get an idea of how it works. The most important thing about any aspect of our hobby is that if you've wondered about it, you should have a go. Have fun and make some noise.
The committee members of the NCRG would like to let you know Hamfest has been planned for Sunday the 29th of August this year. As usual, it will be at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre in Ashfield, opening 9 a.m. for buyers, with sellers being admitted from 7:30 a.m. Entry will be $5 for all on the day, and we'll be playing it COVID safe, so please be prepared to register or scan before entering the venue. For up-to-date information on Hamfest, check the NCRG website at ncrg.info. Are you excited yet? Well, what about this? As of Saturday the 3rd of July, ticket sales for the Hamfest raffle are now available online, and tickets will also be available for purchasing on the day. So, what's in the prize pool? First prize is an ICOM IC7300 HF SDR. Second prize is an ICOM IC2730 2m and 70cm radio. And finally, third prize is a Comet GP15 vertical antenna covering 6m, 2 and 70. Some quick important disclosure information. This is a WA-only raffle. WA permit LS216941921. You must be over 18 to enter. Tickets are on sale from the 3rd of July 2021. Ticket cost is $5 per entry, and the raffle will be drawn at the NCRG Hamfest, 29th of August 2021, at 12 noon. Tickets may be purchased on the day until 11 a.m. Cash ticket sales require email details for ticket receipt. See the NCRG website for the link to online sales. You'll find it under the menu item for Hamfest, 29th August 2021. On behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, I'm Glyn, VK6PAW.
This one is for the FT8 enthusiasts. The Batavia FT8 contest is on the weekend 7th and 8th of August, commencing at 0100 hours UTC on Saturday, running for 24 hours. The aim of this contest is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs and Indonesian contesters as possible. The bands used are 3.5, 7, 14, 21 and 28 megahertz, and the mode is FT8 only. The contest exchange is the first four characters of your grid square location. The final score is a result of the total QSO points multiplied by the sum of country and prefix multipliers. There are a few more rules and information about how to submit your logs. Visit the contest site, batavia-ft8.com. Did you get that? Batavia, batavia-ft8.com.
ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, Inc., are conducting their 41st contest on the weekend, 28th to 29th of August. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. The intent of this contest is to encourage women to participate in amateur radio contests and to get to know other women in the hobby. In this contest, women can work everyone and men can only work stations operated by women. This is a combined phone and CW contest run over 24 hours, commencing at 0100 hours UTC Saturday 28th of August and finishes 24 hours later. Contestants can operate on all HF bands except 160m and WARC bands, and contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. So come on, ladies, if you're already licensed, go for it and have a go. And if you know other ladies with a license, please encourage them to join in. And what's more, this one for the fellas, perhaps you could encourage your significant other to have a go. You will have to provide the license supervision as required by the LCD, but you never know, you might encourage her to take up the hobby. Find out more about the ALARA contest at their website, www.alara.org.au. That's www.alara.org.au.
Since 1931, providing amateur radio news for Western Australia and beyond. This is VK6ARN.
The Remembrance Day contest commemorates the amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. This year, the contest lands bang on that weekend, the 14th and 15th of August. The aim of the contest is for amateurs to endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and P29 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are voice, CW and RTTY as per the error remembered. A perpetual trophy is awarded annually to the Australian state or territory with the best performance. The name of the winning state or territory is inscribed on the trophy, and that state or territory then holds the trophy for 12 months. The winning state or territory is also given a certificate as leading entrants. It's been a while since West Australia won the state's prize, and wouldn't it be nice if we could claim it once again? All it takes is for a larger proportion of entrants. Part of the way the interstate competition is calculated involves the total number of amateur licenses held, minus beacons and repeaters, compared with how many logs are submitted. This part of the RD contest favours the states with smaller populations, and it's easier to muster a small group together than a large one. It's a bit like herding cats, I guess. The more cats there are, the less likely you are to get them together. The state's trophy is an added aspect of the contest. All the usual stuff about getting a higher score than the next person applies, and some people will win, and others finish somewhere else. Another aspect of the RD contest is the ability to form teams. Each team consists of three amateurs who are participating in their own right, working their own station. However, their scores are also amalgamated into the team's score. The Remembrance Day contest is one of the big Aussie contests. It's not exclusively Aussie. The Kiwi cousins and our Papua New Guinea friends up north are included too. The RD contest and its rules are documented on the WIA website, wia.org.au.
What if I never win an amateur radio contest? Well, you might, and you may not. It depends on what's important to you. For me, it's important to have a go, and I like to work contests from a portable site because I like to work portable. Unfortunately, I don't get to go portable very often, as there's a lot of work involved in selecting a site, setting up and packing away afterwards, so I do some contesting from home. I don't pretend to be a big gun in contesting, more like a small firecracker. But back to winning. Amateur radio contests are a bit like multi-level marketing. The guy at the top doesn't make much money unless he has a good number of people further down his food chain. Likewise in contesting, there needs to be a crowd making QSOs and someone makes more than the rest. There are some ways you could come closer to a winning entry. Look up the results of the same contest for the last few years and see which categories of entry have fewer entrants. Some categories sometimes have none. There must be, however, an overarching reason that keeps you keen on contesting. It's not really winning, however nice that may be, but surely it's about challenging yourself to be better than last year's score or to make improvements to your equipment to make operating more comfortable. I reckon doing better wins.
Here are some other contests coming up that you might be interested in. On the 28th to 29th of August, the Worldwide DigiDX contest for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs in as many Maidenhead grid fields as possible using the FT4 and FT8 modes. See www.digi.com for information. And on the 11th to 12th of September, the Worked All Europe DX contest is a big international one. Details at the DARC website. From the 2nd to the 3rd of October is the Oceania DX contest. You can find full information about this one on the WIA website.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
We've got over 100 years of amateur radio history in this country, and next week, we'll be sharing some of it with you. We source many of our history items from historic amateur radio magazines that are archived on Will VK6UU's website. We also research amateur radio news from archived newspapers at the National Library of Australia's Trove website, and it really is a treasure trove of information from the past. There's another source that we don't use to any degree, and that's your recollections. If you were part of pioneering or building something amateur radio in the past, your story will be interesting to other people in amateur radio. There's a few ways you could share your story with us. You could write it and record it and send your recording to us. That's my preferred option. Or you could write your story, sending the text to us for a team member to record, or send us an email and set up something like a Skype meeting, and we can record and edit the conversation in order to tell your story. So that's it in a nutshell. Just send your story to us via email to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning once again, listeners. This is Roy, VK6XY Victor, with this week's helpline for the 11th of July, 2021. Today, thank you, Terry, VK6LTC, I think his call sign is, Terry Clinch, for the donation of a 9350 antenna tuning unit to Barry. Very good, thank you, Terry. And item two wanted, we're looking for anyone with Drake credentials, anyone with get a pair of Drake C twins to transmit on 160 metres. Have the correct crystal, etc. No joy to date. Any assistance would be appreciated, says Gary, VK6 Golf Lima X-Ray, 0413-298-910, 0413-298-910. Next item wanted is from Neil, VK6 November Sierra Bravo, looking for a Kenwood Delta Fox Charlie 230 digital frequency controller in good working order, please. If you can help Neil, please contact him. His email address is as follows, kenwood520@hotmail.com. That's Kilo Echo November Whiskey Oscar Oscar Delta Figures 520@hotmail.com or phone number 0439-954256. Next item, Gus is still desperately looking for a tube. It's a transmitting tube type 3-500 Zulu Golf, an amplifier tube. Must be in excellent working order. And Gus is looking for this for a while now. If you can help him, please contact him, VK6 Whiskey Bravo, on 0407-030592. 0407-030592. Or email to vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And we have Frida Good Home. Those transceivers I was talking about last week, Codan 751 and 6801, they're free. I said they were for sale, but they are free to a Good Home. If anyone wants a Codan 7515 transceiver, 50-watt unit, or a Codan 6801 Sierra, which is mainly used for commercial fishing boat. It's rather a large unit, but it's free to a Good Home. There was also a Codan Type 7411 Mark II antenna tuner. And if you would like to any of those items, please contact Walter. His email address is hill@ieee.org. And John, VK6JF, still may have a vintage AWA Omus VTVM. It's a model A56010, believed in working condition, direct probe, Romeo 58020 included, $50 for that unit. Please contact John on his mobile, 0413-896-371, 0413-896-371, or email to johnfarnell@westnet.com.au. I spell J-O-H-N Foxtrot, Alpha, Romeo, November, Echo, Lima, Lima at westnet.com.au. Next item for sale is three 4.5 metre lengths of triangular section mast, interlocking galvanised steel mast sections, plus a one section 3.5 metre top piece pole. That's a just a tubular pole, 3.5 metres long. So you've got four 1.5 meters by 3 and 1 3.5 metre length to make up your mast. The top mast section has a cross piece at the top, mounting whips, etc., on there as well. And a triangular section is 20 centimetre by 20 centimetre by 20 centimetre, and they bolt together and recently moved from the roof of the Mandra Offshore Fishing Sailing Boat Club. Make an offer for these around $200 maybe, and you may pick them up at the Mandra Offshore Fishing and Sailing Club. Philip is a member. He's been authorised to sell these items for the club. You may contact him on 0434 431112. That's 0434 431112, or email to papagolfwhiskeyfigure51@hotmail.com. Papa Golf Whiskey Figure 51@hotmail.com. And that's all I have for you for this week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com, and I'll attend to your needs post haste. This is Roy, VK6XV73, till next time.
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to the team this week, Mike, Judith, Jeff and Andrew, who not only poured the wine, but he stepped in to record a couple of items because of a mistake I made. Thanks to the broadcasters and callback takers. And I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. Next week, we're delving into amateur radio history with a selection of items from around 1951, taken from the Amateur Radio magazine and the Trove website of the National Library of Australia. Now, please stick around for callbacks, and if the weather's still foul, what better time to hide away in your shack and get on air and make some noise.